Well, boys and girls, we've come to the letter R today, and I want you to find for me a verse, please, if you can. You've got your Bible with you. You turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, and if you stand up and please read out that verse for me today. Come on now, it's all very slow this morning. I know it's been a tough week for everybody, but let's try. Here we go. Thanks, Luke. Thank you. Boys and girls, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Sometimes people find the book of Ecclesiastes very difficult to understand, not just boys and girls, but grown-ups as well. And of course, Solomon had many questions to ask as far as life was concerned, and sometimes he struggled to come to terms with the right answer. Sometimes it's like that for you in life, and sometimes it's like that for me too. There are certain things that happen to us. There are certain things that happen all around us, and we try to find answers, but we don't find the answers, and perhaps not the ones we expect to find. But you'll discover that from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we are being encouraged to understand life, and for each one of us, whether we're young or old, to get the best out of life. And I'm sure every one of us today would want the best out of life. We've come to the end of another year, and there's another year that lies ahead of us in the will of God. And I'm sure every one of us know perhaps we wouldn't be making any New Year resolutions. I'm sure that as far as next year's concerned, every single one of us would want the best for our lives. Well, God wants the best for our lives too. And here we read these words for the boys and girls. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now, Solomon's not saying that the best way to enjoy life is to think about God. That's not what he's saying. This instruction that he gives, it means much more than that. It means that we're to pay attention to what God is saying to us. It means that we are to obey God and to do what God says if we really do want to get the best out of life. Sometimes we sing that lovely hymn. I don't know why it's always sung at a baptismal service and never at any other time, but it's that lovely hymn, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." And that's what Solomon's saying to us. Boys and girls, if you want the best out of life, it's not just enough to think about God. You need to pay attention to what God is saying, and you need to obey what God says if you want the best out of life. And boys and girls today, if you want to enjoy your adult years, and perhaps then your old age, it's always good, it's right, it's proper, and it's biblical to make sure that you lay a good foundation for those years. And the best foundation that you and I can do or to build on is to build our lives on God's own precious word. The problem often is that when we're young, we're taken up with so many other things. There are just those things that we seem to pay attention to. And the sad thing is that very often when we're young, and in particular in teenage years, those things that we pay attention to, they take us further away from God, and they take us deeper into sin, and they leave us living lives that are not the way that they should be lived because they contradict the word of God. Now, boys and girls, listen. If you want to go into adulthood and then into your old age, knowing that you have lived a life that has been worth living, and a life that has been lived for the glory of God, then early in life, make sure that you come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you trust him to be your Savior. And then that you give yourself to the Word of God and learn to obey what it is that God has to say to you. Because soon you'll grow up and then you'll get old like me. And then you'll get older than that, for you'll get old like somebody else sitting here this morning. I'm not going to mention them at all. And it's not my wife, no, because she is 6 months younger than me. But if you go up into older age and then you get really old, you could live without God and you could die without Christ and you could have wasted a lifetime and worse than that, you could lose your own soul. That's why it's so important now when you're young that you don't neglect the Lord and you don't neglect the teaching of God's word. You have a life today, young people, young children, a life that could be lived for God and his glory. You have a life today that holds tremendous potential for good and for God. So remember now, thy Creator in the days of your youth. Trust Christ. Live for God. Live in obedience to God's word. And the foundation that you lay now will be of great benefit to you in coming days as your life will ebb and flow and one day pass away. Build your life on the word of God. And the best time to do that is right now, when you're still tender in years and you've your whole life ahead of you to give in service for him.